where the jobs are, projecting employment growth according to wages. That's coming up.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. The nation's economy is expected to add 7.25 million jobs over the next 5 years, a 5% increase. But the job growth in so-called middle-wage occupations is not expected to be as robust as in high or low-wage jobs. That's according to a recent survey by CareerBuilder. What are the implications for this? Plus, which occupations are growing and which are shrinking? Let's talk with Michael Irwin, Senior Career Advisor at CareerBuilder. Mike, the survey studied the projected growth and decline of occupations in high, middle, and low-wage categories. A solid majority of occupations that are expected to lose jobs over the next 5 years are in the middle-wage category, correct?
That is correct. And we see that the reason for that is that many of those jobs are being replaced by technology. If you look at the middle-skilled jobs that are growing, they're jobs that require reasoning and communication skills that can't be replaced by technology and machines.
And overall job growth is expected to be lower in middle-wage occupations than in low- or high-wage segments, right?
That's correct. High-wage and low-wage occupations are expected to grow about 5%, and that's on par with what job growth will be across the board in the U.S. Unfortunately, those middle-wage jobs are only going to grow about 3%, and when we looked even deeper, 61% of the 173 occupations that we looked at over the next 5 years that are going to be decreasing are in that mid-wage area, and that's very disconcerting.
What are the implications of that?
Well, it's not just implications for workers, but the economy overall. When we have a segment of the workforce that jobs are declining at the rate they will be in the mid-range, that really is going to open us up to have a higher unemployment rate. And unfortunately, many of those workers who are in the middle-wage range are going to go back to the low-wage, and that's going to set them really far back.
And we should say, for the purpose of the study, low-wage jobs are defined as those that pay $13.83 per hour and below. Middle-wage jobs earn $13.84 to $21.13 per hour. High-wage occupations make $21.14 per hour and higher. Let's get into where the job growth and declines are. First, what are some of the top high-wage occupations expected to see job growth over the next 5 years?
Well, not surprising here, it's going to be software developers and computer analysts, registered nurses, and management analysts. So these are really going to be the jobs that are going to require you to have additional education, and they're expected to have healthy growth over the next 5 years.
I noticed that one high-wage occupation expected to see declines is reporters and correspondents.
Yeah, reporters and correspondents, people are getting their news now online, and unfortunately that it is taking a lot of people out of newsrooms. Hopefully that trend will change, but we do expect to see a decrease over the next 5 years.
Next, about some growing middle-wage occupations.
Well, the first is going to be medical assistants. As the population gets older, we're going to need more assistants who are going to be able to help nurses and other medical staff. This does require you to get additional certification, and in most cases, you can get some on-the-job training, so that's a great area. Customer service, maintenance and repair workers, tractor-trailer truck drivers, and office clerks are all also going to be some of the big growth we see in the middle-wage area.
You may have mentioned this before, that among declining middle-wage occupations, they're being replaced by technology.
Yeah, and when you look at the jobs that are topping our list, printing press operators, a lot of people now receive their news digitally. They're getting it online, so they're not necessarily buying those physical newspapers, so you're seeing that printing press going away. Farmers, now there's machinery that is doing the work of 5-10 farmers, and unfortunately that's making the jobs go down. And finally, travel agents. If you want to know something or if you want to book travel, you're going to go online to do it, and that's one of the industries that we see falling away.
Sure, you can book your own trip online. I notice
exactly.
Carpenters are on this list, too. I guess the projected job decline is 2%, but still, that's sort of surprising. I mean, we always need builders.
Yeah, and I think that this really speaks to, you know, those skilled trades. Not many people leave high school anymore and go into a trade, and it still is a very good occupation. You're going to have unions, usually, that are going to help you get those benefits that you need. You're going to make a very good salary. But unfortunately, we're seeing that it's kind of a dying breed. People aren't really going into it, and we're hoping more people do.
also, as far as jobs on the decline in the middle wage category, bookkeeping, accounting, and auditing clerks. Not much of a surprise there.
Yeah, no, because now also it goes back to taxes as well. You can do it online. You're going to find like the tax attorneys and the higher up that are going to be growing, but really these are the people who were the front people that you talk to, and unfortunately it's declining.
Finally, Michael Irwin, among growing low-wage occupations, not really too many surprises here.
No, you know, home health aides, again, it goes to the growing, the aging population, and nursing assistants, that goes to it as well. Cooks in actual restaurants, if you look at the low wage declining, we see cooks in fast food, so people are going more to restaurants than they are to fast food. And the growing ones, it's security guards and janitors and cleaners. The good news, though, is that these really do not require you to get any additional training. Anything you can get, you can really get on the job. So these are still making good money, but I think with the presidential election coming up, you're going to see that minimum wage hopefully increase, and you'll see a lot of these jobs paid better in the future.
Right, and we should note that home health aides, the job growth here in the growing low-wage occupation, the job growth there is expected to be 19%. In the declining low-wage occupations, tellers, bank tellers, not surprisingly, expected to decline.
Yeah, we do most of our banking online now. And, you know, people have asked me, what can a teller do if their job is decreasing? Well, tellers are that customer service. They need to go into the other area, the mid-wage occupations where we're seeing customer service representatives grow. They need to make sure that they have the skills, that they're casting that wider net and they're looking for opportunities, because you have to take the skills that you have and turn them into something else, and tellers are definitely somebody who can do that.
Michael Irwin, Senior Career Advisor at Career Builder, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.